Andrew Yang calls out CNN for hiding his poll numbers beating Beto. By Joshua Kaplan on August 29, 2019. 2020 White House hopeful Andrew Yang took an apparent shot at CNN for leaving the technology entrepreneur out of a graphic listing several Democrat candidates' poll numbers. I'll admit I've never been a politician before. But the treatment of our rising national poll results has been odd and confusing, Yang told supporters in a fundraising email Thursday, according to The Hill. The graphic displayed the top five candidates listed in last week's Quinnipiac University poll, which showed Yang at 3% and former Representative Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke, DTX, at a dismal 1%. However, CNN did not state the six candidates in the graphic placed in the top six in the survey. In his email, Yang called on supporters to donate to his campaign to force the networks and everyone in the media to pay attention and increase coverage of our campaign. The trend of this campaign is already very positive. Think where we could be if we received the same level of coverage as folks like Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Joe Biden, he wrote. Several Yang supporters, frequently referred to as the Yang Gang, knocked CNN for neglecting the technology entrepreneur. This is so disheartening. I don't think the media will ever respect us. Even at 10%, they will find a way to lose his name at this rate. This is extremely blatant now, one Yang fan wrote on Twitter. Reporter Scott Santons wrote of CNN's omission, "If Andrew Yang didn't exist, these would be the top six from the Quinnipiac poll. So despite Yang polling 3% in this poll, there is no point in displaying him in the top six. Only 10 candidates have qualified for the third Democrat debate Houston, Texas, on September 12. Yang earned his spot after hitting 130,000 individuals donors and at least 2% in four polls sanctioned by the Democrat National Committee, DNC.